You cannot tell by looking at your cannabis whether it's contaminated with pesticides, residual solvents, molds.
Want to know exactly what's in your marijuana?
This particular instrument here is a liquid chromatograph.
Just ask the team at Steep Hill Labs.
And we see that cannabis that comes to the lab is often would have to be destroyed in other states.
And that's because states like Oregon, Washington, Massachusetts, and Colorado have either set limits on or banned certain pesticides for use on marijuana. And tonight, we're going to focus on just one of them. Myclobutanil, often sold under the name Eagle 20, is approved for use on things like grapes and hops because if you happen to eat some of it, it's considered harmless. But if you set fire to myclobutanil,
if you smoke it, if you heat it, it actually can produce a substance called hydrogen cyanide. Hydrogen cyanide is very toxic to humans.
That's exactly why the federal government prohibits the use of Eagle 20 on tobacco. But remember, California currently has no such pesticide rules when it comes to medical marijuana. So how much Eagle 20 might you find on California's medical marijuana? Well, we purchased samples from 5 different Bay Area dispensaries. And since not everyone gets their marijuana from a dispensary, we also arranged for the acquisition of some marijuana sold on the street. And we sent it all off to the lab.
Only one of those 6 had no detectable pesticides.
That's right, just one clean dispensary sample, while 3 more had enough pesticide traces to make them test failures in Massachusetts or Nevada. Now, our black market sample, it failed on 9 different pesticide tests. But if you're thinking the street weed was the dirtiest, guess again, because our last dispensary sample, a product sold as medicine, was far and away the most contaminated, with myclobutanil levels at more than 13 times the amount allowable under Oregon law. But now the clock is ticking for California to come up with its own safety standards. What pesticides will be allowed? At what levels? And how will it all be tested for safe consumption? Most of California's marijuana is being grown, no questions asked. And the result is plenty of products you would probably rather not smoke.